call this meeting of the zoning board of appeals to order. Welcome back.
Chairman Martin.
Here.
Mr. Bernie.
Not here.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Here.
Mr. Lucchese.
Here.
Ms. O'Brien.
Here.
Ms. Schubkegel.
Here.
Mr. Smetana.
Here.
All right, we have four. First thing on the agenda this evening is to approve the minutes of the board meeting that was held February 13th. Everybody had an opportunity to review the minutes. Do you have any suggestions or questions about the agenda? Somebody make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Move to second. Any discussion? Want to call a roll, please?
Mr. Smetana.
I get abstained. I wasn't at the meeting.
Ms. Schubkegel.
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien.
Yes.
Mr. Lucchese.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Chairman Martin.
Yes. All right, the next thing was that we were asked to consider this evening text amendment to section 10.1, the land use chart of zoning ordinance, in order to change a particular occupation, massage therapy, permitted to special use in certain districts. Mr. Palm is going to make the presentation of this. Anyone who wishes to address the board tonight, please stand up for a minute so we can hear you.
He's just here to observe for a class.
Okay.
I still gotta get sworn in here.
Leave the admission.
Oh. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will give true testimony relative to the matter before this zoning board of appeals?
I do. Thank you. This evening, the village is the petition. The Village of River Forest is a petitioner in this text amendment request. Currently, massage therapy establishments are a permitted use in the C1, C2, C3, and ORIC zoning districts. Permitted uses may be established without review or approval by the Zoning Board of Appeals, Plan Commission, DRB, or the Village President, or the Board of Trustees. Village staff recommended to the village board that the designation of such establishments be amended to that of special uses, which would allow the establishments to only be opened after a public hearing process with notice to neighbors before the ZBA and then after approval by the Village Board of Trustees. This request was precipitated by the fact in recent months a second business offering massage therapy services opened on the same block in the 7300 block of North Avenue. In certain commercial corridors, there can be a lower threshold for opening certain permitted businesses, which can lead to the unintended consequence of certain business types being too clustered in one geographical area. So from a land use planning standpoint, the special use process provides an additional layer of review, as well as the consideration of conditions on the operation of the business, including the need for the proposed use. This process, the special use process, will help mitigate the clustering, land use clustering issue, and allow the village to have more compatible land uses in its key commercial corridors. In light of those reasons, that village board is asking the ZBA to consider this request this evening, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Similar business establishments in the same block and or the same half block, and the village hasn't done anything about or seeking to have those permitted uses made special uses. So what's the rationale behind this particular use being downgraded from a permitted use to a special?
Sure. In terms of massage therapy establishments, and there is some case law that would help reinforce this point, some of those establishments do not operate in a proper manner. And in addition to, or so should proper in business-like, proper business-like manner. And so as these establishments also move forward, it provides the village an opportunity to not only review their operations, conduct some additional inspections on the property in addition to the normal inspections, and also hear from the community and impose various conditions on the operation of the business, such as parking, hours of operation, et cetera, that would give both the village and the community some more comfort before those establishments move forward with their business operations. Yeah, I wouldn't call it a downgrade necessarily. These businesses can still operate in the village. It provides the village and the community an additional layer of review in terms of the operator of the business, and the conditions and times and things like parking, inspections, things of that nature that wouldn't necessarily need it for, let's say, a realtor's office or something along those lines. Or
what's the difference between this and having two grocery stores in the same block, or having two restaurants in half a block?
Well, grocery store.
Doesn't that have the same problems with parking and inspection, because you want to see if they're living up to the health codes?
Sure, but all those operations would typically come in under a planned development anyhow. So any kind of grocery store that's going to operate is going to be big enough that's going to trigger planned development. And as you well know from those who serve on the DRB as well, the DRB often imposes various conditions on those developments when they come in. So at times, massage therapy businesses can operate in a manner that, as I mentioned before, is less than I would say conducting in a proper civic-minded business approach that other businesses operate within the village. And as I mentioned before, there was some case law going back to, I believe, the village of Downers Grove that took that matter up and allowed for the village to step in on some administrative matters to that regard. And certainly that is not to blanket that concern to all businesses that operate those types of establishments. But certain establishments that run massage therapies do have a propensity sometimes to some misdemeanor criminal activity and things of that nature.
So you're concerned about the problems of a year ago or 2 years ago when three places in Oak Park got busted?
I'm concerned about the village of River Forest. And then my first and foremost concern is that of a land use perspective, and that we had two of the same businesses that are operating within, you know, feet of each other. So the, as I mentioned, the cover memo, my main concern is the clustering effect that these businesses have. And we have within our land use chart the ability to control the types of businesses that operate within our zoning code and our land use chart. And I think there's a distinction between operating massage therapy establishments and things maybe like a realtor's office or a dentist office.
Any
massage therapist have to be licensed by the state?
So the individual therapists are licensed through the state, and the business is licensed through the village. So that law changed over the last couple years, where the local municipality didn't have as much control as it did in previous years. So the state took over more of the licensing component to that.
How's the impact on land use of a massage therapy establishment different than a hair salon or a tanning salon or a nail salon?
The state.
How's the impact on land use? I mean, we're being asked to make a recommendation in the context of land use.
Mm-hmm.
And I see those types of uses being very similar in the way those businesses operate in terms of parking, traffic, other land use concerns. And I'm having difficulty seeing how the impact of a massage establishment is different from a land use perspective, as opposed to an operations. I understand there's some operational concerns, but from a land use concern, I'm not quite seeing how it's different.
How, so your question is from a land, just so I make sure I have your question understood, from a land use perspective, you believe a massage therapy establishment to be the same as a hair salon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. So you could have two hair salons in the same block, and I'm not sure if the land use impact of two hair salons in the same block is any different than the land use impacts of two massage therapy establishments in the same block.
So
address, what I'm looking for is an explanation of how you would distinguish, for example, hair salon use from a massage therapy use in the context of land use.
Well, I think they're they're different services entirely. Now, there are times that a massage could be an accessory use to a hair salon or a spa or something to that nature. But I think from a land use perspective, they're completely different uses. Hair salons, barbershops, things of that nature are more used, I would say, by the general public on a continual basis, where massage therapy establishments that are just run massage therapy establishments, not running any other services that are that would be accessory to, let's say, a hair salon, I don't think are as widely used compared to the hair salon. So I think from a land use perspective, we would want to look at businesses. I think a hair salon is going to be more widely used and those services taken advantage of or used by the members of the community versus the massage therapy establishment. And as the chairman has said in the past, there is certainly, if the ZBA wanted to take up the clustering effect of those hair salons, we could look at a petition to that effect for consideration. So the other way to answer your question is there's nothing prohibiting the ZBA from taking that particular issue up as well. It's just at this time we're
this is a petition that you on behalf of Board of Trustees is asking us to consider.
Correct.
Stations in it. I don't think that massage therapies have that many people working in them at the same time. So is it intensity that the village is concerned about, or is this just an occupation that the village wants more control over?
Yeah, as I mentioned before, I think it's twofold. It's every special use request. In part is reviewing the land use and imposing conditions, and additional conditions is additional control on that particular business and operation. that's what that is. It's no different than our plan development process. Special use is akin to that. So wanting additional control and oversight and review through staff involvement in a public hearing process for the adjoining business owners and the residents in that area as it relates to this use, I think is reasonable. And again, I don't necessarily see the a direct correlation between hair salons, barbershops, et cetera, and between that and the direct massage therapy establishment only businesses.
Is there a difference after, say, a massage therapist gets a special use? Does the village have any more contact while they're operating than a permitted use previous massage? Do they follow up more? Or is it just for the beginning of a business?
More time, it's more on that front end in terms of the establishment. So they have to obviously apply for a business license. The business license is reviewed internally through our zoning zoning review, police review, things of that nature, and we're focused on the business owner. And then there has to be proof that the individual licensees have their massage therapy licenses through the state.
But say they're granted that.
Yep.
So when they're in business for your, are they checked upon more often for their licenses for anything else versus a hairstylist?
No, they're, I mean, we will, it's incumbent, the ordinance is established so that responsibility falls back onto the business owner to provide any updates or changes to their operations. We do have the ability to go over there and call on those particular businesses to make sure they are in compliance. And their business licenses are reviewed on an annual basis as well, as are every business. So every year they have to reapply.
Special or permitted, it's the same once they're open.
Yeah, we wouldn't necessarily have inspections per se on the actual business itself, but in terms of the the licensing part to make sure that the manager is the manager, that they're operating, they have their license, and that the people that are there performing the massages would have their individual state licenses.
All right, but is that because it's under the special use category as opposed to a permitted use category?
That would be a general operational issue for the village that we would conduct, regardless of the classification of the use. No, sir.
Anybody in the audience want to address this? We're going to close the public portion of the hearing and discuss this, or we can take a vote on it, whatever the board wants to do.
I would be interested in discussing it. My sense is that it's a matter of having a little more control over which, you know, who we have working in the village. And I wonder if that's not a reasonable way of going about it.
I personally don't think it has anything to do with land use.
Right.
I think it has to do with an occupation that has a bad reputation, and the village wants to exert more control over it. And then I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying that this whole roost about it being a land use doesn't sit right with me.
I guess I would wonder if that's not a way we have historically had control over what organizations or what businesses open in our town. Has that not been?
Any comment about
that? I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
I guess one of my questions would be, is that a way we've historically had more control over which kind of businesses open up in our town by zoning or not zoning using
special. Yes, that zoning is a tool that the village has at its discretion to determine where it wants businesses, what types of businesses, subject to the law. Absolutely. That's the whole point of our zoning chart, is to do just that.
And to add to Eric's statement, no matter the character of the business, the clustering effect is definitely a very large consideration in a special use process. The impact upon neighboring properties or neighboring businesses based on a new business coming in of the same type is something that you would consider at a special use hearing. In addition, it's open to the public, and the public as a stakeholder within the required distance from the proposed location of the new business would have a chance to indicate whether they were in support or not in support of it, and that's something that you and the village board would have to look at. And it very well could be that the public is in support of it, but it just gives them that extra chance too. It's used on various types of businesses, as you know, as Eric was saying, there is a lot of authority for the zoning process to be used towards these types of establishments and as such.
Anything else anybody wants to say? We want to make this kind of motion for us to consider.
I'll make a motion to approve the text amendment.
Right, so is there a second?
I'll second it.
The second that we recommend to the Village Board of Trustees that this proposed amendment to the land use chart. Any discussion? Okay, I'll call the roll.
Chairman Martin?
Yes.
Mr. Smetana?
No.
Ms. Shupcagle?
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien?
No.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Mr. Lucchese?
Yes. Okay, so the recommendation of the zoning board of trustees to the village board would be 4-2 in favor of making this change to the legislature. Anything else on our We were furnished with some proposed findings of fact so that this process could be accelerated. And as pointed out, these findings of fact are simply here for our discussion. You know, we don't have to adopt them in this form, change them, or call this, but we have to furnish with some findings of fact. Once we got tonight, we have to certainly amend the last word of the paragraph on the first page because this is not obviously recommended to the trustees. How does everybody feel about dealing with these findings of fact this evening? Are you all comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we have a motion to approve the findings of fact.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded.
We also need to, Mr. Palm made the presentation rather than Ms. Shiner making the presentation. So that needs to be amended also.
That was part of the amendment.
Okay, yeah.
So the motion is to approve this. These findings of fact subject to modifications as necessary to make them truthful and accurate.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Any discussion on that? Do we want to do the ZBA members voted not to the text amendment? Want to have any kind of statement of these findings of fact?
I think I would just say that my feeling is that it was directed at one type of business, and that doesn't have to do with the clustering or the land use.
We can amend, so our amendment will include a statement of the, so Brian's reasons for voting against the recommendation.
I guess I would add that the effects of the use are not distinguishable from other uses that are permitted under our zoning ordinance.
Mr. Smetana?
Yes.
Ms. Shupagel?
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien?
Yes.
Ms. Lucasius?
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Chairman Martin?
Yes.
I missed the motion to who seconded this.
Dombrowski and
Shupagel. Thank you.
All right, so the next thing on the agenda is the confirmation of the meeting next month.
There's not anything in the hopper yet, variation wise. It might be just a matter of minutes.
All right, so there is something for variation to let us know.
I will.
We have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.